Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. It's the ultra exclusive Monday podcast, the Bubba the Bum Sponge Show. Seth in here, fuck boy.
What's up, bitch? I mean, sir. Are you doing okay? The energy's off in here.
Yes. Well, I mean, I thought the show energy was good, but the off-air energy is a little bit. I'm juggling so many personal things right now. That it, you know, it's like the show is kind of getting in my way of life right now.
Is it a lot of track stuff?
Oh yes, a ton of track. I cannot wait for the checkered flag to fly Saturday night. You know, probably about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and then I can be. I don't have to go back to BRP for 3 to 4 weeks before our next in season race, and I can just.
Chill. And you got guests.
So. I got guests. I love my guests, but it changes your flow a little bit.
Did you get to see any of the drag racing?
No. I saw a couple passes on Flow where I forget which one it was. Robert High. I don't know who it was, but they beat the record, the all time like 351 miles an hour or something like that in the funny car division, and I think that it was absolutely packed down there.
Yeah, like, I was going to ask if you made a shit ton of money. How was business, sir?
We didn't. We did okay.
It does look packed. I got Little Purple Jersey. He's a big dragster guy. He sent me 3 clips of the drag races, and it does look pretty slammed.
Okay, can you IM those to me?
I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the 3 pics of him down in Bradenton.
Yeah, the videos.
Man. Yeah. I thank you for that. Let me see here, because it looked packed. Oh, is this?
Wait, is that Bubba's? Please.
No, this is Tony.
But yeah, you can see the stand.
That looks like some Fast and the Furious shit.
Seth's like, I'm coming.
Seth's like, man, that shit's badass. Yeah. That's the kind of racetrack you got.
Hey. You got cars with flames that come out of them like that?
Well, yeah, but not like that. Maybe you can send me go to Flow. Go to flowsports.com or flowracing.com and send me a couple videos from Bubba Raceway Park this weekend. They'll have them up there. Let me see here. This is Doug Coletta in his funny car run.
Doug was racing?
Yes, Doug Coletta.
Wow. Well, actually, a bunch of legends out there.
Oh, yeah. John Force, Doug Coletta.
Yeah.
Is there a fucking around?
Oh, Seth,
no, I know those guys. Okay. Scott Coletta, Doug Coletta.
Seth, you couldn't be. You'd have so much anxiety that you couldn't handle.
Couldn't handle what?
This.
You mean what? Like chilling on the other side of the fence, like those guys?
Yeah.
Or being in the car?
No. Just being one of these dudes. You would have so much anxiety.
What do you? I mean, I wouldn't want to. Stay 6 feet away from the flames. But other than that, look at that.
This is where I stand. When I go, I stand right back here. This is where I stand.
Ringside.
And I don't know that you could do that, my friend.
What do you mean I couldn't do that? There's just a bunch of idiots in gray shirts and black pants.
Well, look at that. First of all, they all got their ears plugged because it's the most. Even if you have earplugs, you got an earplug.
I've been to concerts before.
What
Wow, I'm wondering how this is playing on audio only.
I don't know. Probably pretty
just
damn
just randomly good. Pretty, hear these cars go
pretty,
by.
Pretty damn good. Lummy, did you send me anything from my track? Are you looking?
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, these I'll show you. I'll show you, Seth, what I had this weekend.
Okay. I mean, were things okay? I mean, I'm trying to get to the bottom of, you know, why you're feeling the way you are.
Oh, I'm just exhausted.
Okay.
I'm just literally, and then I stayed up. You know, normally I don't stay up past 6 o'clock, and I stayed up till 10 to watch so that I could pop culturally be able to talk about the Super Bowl. And I went to bed at, you know, 16 to 16, knowing that I was going to have to get myself up to speed on what the final outcome was going to be. But I kind of figured that the Niners were still going to be able to hold on and win.
Were you surprised when you woke up this morning?
At the Nutrient X Solution Start Zone.
Now, let me, this was when the late models were in town. I need the USAC Sprint.
Okay.
This was 2 weeks ago, Seth.
All right.
This was 2 weeks ago.
This is the Dixie Chopper. Feel the
thunder. This is my track.
That looks like it got a fresh skid steer in.
Yeah, it's got a fresh Sunbelt skid steer.
Do spectators get dirt on them here with like the?
Oh yeah, spectators get dirt on them.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Absolutely. Like dirt flies, all the dirt's flying up into the crowd right now.
Do people pay more money for that to get the dirt?
No.
It's like the splash zone.
It's not like the splash zone at Nickelodeon. It's not. I'm so sorry.
The one car, out of two, down the back straight away. One.
By the way, the announcer here is the Hall of Famer James Essex from the same hometown and the same high school as One Sumo.
But this is really good quality. Where do they show this? Because everything that I've seen looks like it's
Flow.
Shot on like a security camera.
On Flow.
Okay.
Flowracing.com.
Wow.
So you can go to virtually any dirt track in America during the year and look at, you know, watch. You can watch. They have a lot of different. They have Flow Band, Flow Wrestling, Flow Lacrosse.
Man, you got a fucking TV deal. You're the man.
Map in the books. Thorne back to third. English runs in fourth as they come off of turn four. It's JD out in front of Ocala.
All right. Let me, you haven't been able to find me the...
No, I'm scrolling all through. Found them on Flow Racing's YouTube. And
it should be on there. Highlights from Ocala. USAC 410 non-wing.
That's what I'm looking at. And right now, like...
Lummy's busy. He had 31 bets last night, and he lost $8 total, okay?
Lummy, go to my page. Did you see where I had to bring out the water hose?
On your Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to that.
Sometimes.
This is like their main page on there. I was just trying to get some free ones, because Floration you have to log into.
Oh, yeah, I don't see any...
We got a paywall Willie or what?
I don't know what they got. But anyway, that doesn't look like they have anything from... They got Alltech. They got New Smyrna. They got East Bay. Here's Ocala. Right here, Lummy.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go
here we go.
This is what you saved.
So this is what ran...
This is you?
This is what ran Friday and Saturday at my place. Right here.
Yeah.
Your lunch money for your field to the green.
Now these guys get fucking crazy. Sideways.
What are these cars?
These are called...
Midgets.
No.
Oh.
410 non-wing sprint cars.
Oh, hell yeah. Non-wing sprinters?
Yeah.
Running the big show, going to take off at the top spot. Justin Grant was lurking. Wasn't able to get the run, though, as now here comes Kevin Thomas Jr. to the inside. The Inferno Armor entry up into second. It will be Amantia leading lap number one.
I could do this.
Seth,
I mean, what are these guys just, they're just letting the...
Left.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like
left.
To see... Yeah, okay, left over there.
Yeah, you're not doing any of that.
Anna could be my partner. We would fucking kill it.
Hell yeah.
So, Lummy.
I sent you our Facebook,
too. Go
in
slowly and be safe.
If you want the green hose.
Yeah, so Seth, one thing that if you own a dirt track, one...
Is that you?
Yeah, hold on.
Boy.
What a rugged, fucking manly guy.
So one thing, Seth, if you own a dirt track, the dirt's constantly changing, and you're always trying to make the surface raceable so it doesn't rubber down and use tires. So sometimes that requires you to take like a lily tiller and till it up. But you can't use a big water truck because that broadcasts and spreads so much water, and you're dealing with a real little area here. And so,
look at you with your headset. You're like the fucking Andy Reid of lily tilling.
Yeah, right, I am. I am. And so So, by the way,
did you have a wedgie? Was that a wedgie kick?
Yes, my underwear that was happens. Riding up my ass, and I did a little Michael Jackson fucking leggy kick. So I'm.
Is the crick filming you, or normally?
I think Sumo
really turns her on.
I think Sumo is.
I'd like to see
and
that.
By the way,
let
me
kick
Sunbelt Rental 500-gallon fucking water wagon, Willie. Look at that.
Woo.
Not every dirt track's got a fucking water wagon with a hose, buddy.
This one does. Kick it out. Oh man, I wanted to see it again.
Wow, look at that starting.
Look.
Yeah. Oh man, my underwears.
Wow.
You got a little Hammock Jones.
That's an industrial strength hose you got there.
It is.
Not just your fucking garden variety green hose.
No. So thank you, Sumo, for
capturing this moment.
That's what I'm doing.
Are you happy here?
That's what I'm.
Does this bring you joy?
I'm nervous at this point because
that someone's going to spin out and die.
That the track.
I'm going to lose all my money.
The officials are like, listen, man, we need to scratch turn four. It's getting a little dry. So that, you know, that's directly upon my track prepping ability. So I'm like, okay. So I got to call my, you know, the guy, David Markham, you get on the Lily Tiller. One-Eyed Billy, you get in the truck with the water wagon. I'll jump on the back of the water wagon with the hose. Let me lay down some water. You till, then we'll water back on. Now, Chuck, you bring the Packer trucks and pack it all in.
Way to divide and conquer.
Yeah, so I'm like, honky tonk. David Markham, get on the Lily Tiller. One-Eyed Billy, get on the water wagon. Chuck, get on the Super Packer. Drunk Dave, hold him up for 5 minutes. I need 10 minutes.
Drunk Dave holding him up?
Weed Whipper Greg, bring me the Harley rake.
Seems like you're shorthanded, Bubba. You could use a guy like me out there.
Doing what? Being a bitch boy?
No, holding the back of your hose like a real man.
Would you be back here holding my hose for me?
Yeah. Firefighters do it. Why can't you?
Well, this doesn't have the pressure of firefighters.
Nobody can see it, Bubba.
This is just... So I didn't.
That's creepy.
I didn't know that Joe Biden actually had a commercial.
Yeah, he had a commercial. It ran a couple times
yesterday for.
I thought this was like AI.
Super Bowl.
No, this is a commercial.
It's like Wayne Newton.
Here we go.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. If you're anything like me, you like to be surrounded by a snack or two while watching the big game. You know, when buying snacks for the game, you might have noticed one thing. Sports drinks bottles are smaller.
Actually, they're not.
A bag of chips has fewer chips, but they're still charging it just as much.
What?
And as an ice cream lover, what makes me the most angry?
Bubba, I just read that this took 17 hours to film.
Chips, not as many chips. I mean, they're charging us what they used to charge.
This is what he's worried about.
For a free bag of chips.
Meanwhile, we got fucking, you know, a major situation going over in Israel. We got a major situation going on over in fucking Ukraine. We got Tucker Carlson is having full-blown interviews with Putin.
Oh, he got worked by Putin, by the way.
I didn't see it.
I did.
I need to watch it.
Somebody need to get it to me.
Putin
it's 2 hours.
Fucking,
well, here's the deal.
I mean, Putin ran the interview.
I was told.
It's Putin.
I heard from reliable sources that the questions had to be submitted, and you could not variate from it.
Mm.
And then Russia held the footage until the lawyers of Russia went through it, and then gave Tucker what they. Wanted to broadcast.
Well, that makes sense because they don't look horrible in it.
They also had the KGB agents with the rifle, pointing at Tucker's head. So
right.
Just in case.
Yeah.
This is much.
This used to be when he has more chips in here. And you know, I'm an ice cream lover.
I didn't see this last night, by the way.
It was on twice.
There we go. Hold on.
Or what makes me the most angry is that ice cream cartons have actually shrunk in size, and not in price.
He looks like Jim Carrey in The Mask.
He does.
Right here. Hold on. Right. Hold on. Right. Hold on. Right.
Enough.
I'll get it. Hold on. Hold on. Let me try to find it. He looks just.
Is this a joke or is this serious?
This is serious.
Look. Right there. Look.
Yeah, he does. And Fire Marshal Bill.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
It's like a puppet.
With the side of the Joker.
That's not good.
Man, you know, the Democrats would be better just to hang him up at night and let him freeze dry himself or whatever the hell he's doing. I mean, keep him off the camera.
I don't want to
Black raggedy Ann bitch in front of the camera.
I don't want to do elder abuse because the guy is 80 years old and stuff. But this is the best they could get him to look for Super Bowl. I mean, this is not.
And they probably shot him up with all types of stuff to get him deep down.
Oh yeah,
not impressed.
Probably
had him do line of cocaine.
Had enough of what
Joe, rail this line before you can get some energy.
Just an EpiPen
in his brain.
Call shrinkage. It's more shrinking than my 82-year-old penis.
Man.
It's a ripoff. Some companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice.
Who gives a fuck?
Give me a
break. I do, but
here's a guy
this is the guy that caused it, so.
Here's a guy who tends to skew Democrat. His mom's hardcore Democrat, and his first reaction is, who gives a fuck, Gramps? Like I want to rally for you, buddy. My mom loves you, but who gives a fuck, Gramps?
Thank you.
Fuck. I mean, at least stop putting this pressure on me. This guy is fucking out to lunch,
mama. I mean, this has totally killed my boner for today.
Yeah.
I am tucked up back inside my mound.
Shit. You're back to the elevator button.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Because I came in here, you know, full-fledged Willie.
You ready to stretch Armstrong?
Well, what's the message? I want to hear the message.
The public is tired of being played for suckers.
Yeah, that's why we put you in there.
Calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing now.
He's right about how many fucking Fritos are in your Frito bag. And we got a full-blown situation.
Because he knows that's what dumbass Americans care about.
We've been getting gouged for years on fucking chips. Everybody knows the bag's like barely halfway filled.
Yeah,
hey,
Joe,
you're about 15 years late to the fucking shrinkation party.
Yeah, call Frito-Lay. Why are you doing this shit in front of my face?
Yeah, he's right. Call Frito-Lay, buddy.
Yeah. Get Ryan Reynolds' wife back on the TV.
Yeah, let's get her on there.
She looks good.
I sent you a picture of Fire Marshal Bill, Bubba. You were nailed it.
I mean, Joe Biden is Fire Marshal Bill all day.
Yes.
Let me see.
Can I ask you a question about the Super Bowl, Spongio?
Holy fuck. That was dead on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead with your Super Bowl question.
What'd you think about Usher dry humping Alicia Keys from behind, a married woman, and Usher showing absolutely no respect?
First of all,
his genital herpes all up in everyone's business.
I thought maybe she was pregnant.
No, she's just a black chick with the booty.
No, but she really looks like she's gotten herself out of shape because
she's always looked like that.
No, she's
really?
Not. She's
yes.
not always.
No,
had
I
that.
Thought she was fine. I thought
no,
she's always.
She
looked good.
Never had that gut and ass like she's got now.
A little pooch. It's just a little pooch.
She got bitch. Has got a pooch.
It's a baby pooch. She's in her 40s. Give her a fucking
break. I know, but fuck. I mean, you know. So is. So is Jennifer Aniston.
All right,
she's
here.
In her fucking 55.
I got this.
In her 55.
I can read this. This is from Booger McFarlane. And don't stray from Usher sexually assaulting her. Booger McFarlane said Alicia Keys thicker than a bowl of grits that been boiling 5 minutes too long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, and Booger
Who
knows.
Said that again?
Booger McFarlane.
That's right.
Booger McFarlane.
I can't say that, but Booger McFarlane.
Booger McFarlane says, "Old girl's thick." And then listen to this, dear Usher, you got man tits. Keep your shirt on.
What? Those are man tits?
I went back and rolled the tape.
And verified that he had the lighting wasn't the best, but
no,
he had
it wasn't
some
doing him any favors.
Usher had man tits.
That is the first time I'm hearing this.
Did you see it?
Yes. Everybody said that they got pregnant just through the TV last night when Usher took his shirt off. Nobody said anything about titties.
I'll find it for you.
I'm trying to look at his general herpes.
Yeah,
pants.
Me too. I was trying to see if the herpes were crawling up his stomach.
By the way, the memes last night were the best on the picture of him just coming up behind Alicia Keys. That's fucked up. You could tell she wasn't expecting that. That wasn't in rehearsals. You know Swiss Beats is her husband.
No, I don't know. Anything.
Yeah, Swiss.
So who?
Famous rap producer.
Swiss Pizza?
Swiss Beats.
Yeah, Swiss Cheese.
I sent you a picture kind of where you can see his man boobs.
Here you go, Zeth. Here comes the wife beater comes off. He's like, oh, yeah, you want to see some titties?
Yeah, like, I'm like, you know, Usher, for 40-some years
45.
Old, you're great. I mean, you look good, but there's this...
Thinking it's still kind of dance.
Looking,
it's kind of weird.
Looking good with your shirt on as compared to looking good without your shirt on. Did you send it to me?
I sent you a picture of his...
Oh, I thought...
Do you want me to send you just the video?
Yeah,
I want
you to send
Bubba
me everything you can.
It's taking his shirt off. That's like
Well, I know, but he needs to stop.
For sure.
What about the roller skates? Did he get turned on?
I can't really get a good
here,
bearing
I,
on
I got,
it.
I sent you the video. If you go about 7.5 minutes in.
Why is Lemmy sending you thumbnails? I mean, we need to really see these titties.
Well,
and,
they
well I'm trying to send
yet.
You the jugs bouncing, so if you go about 7.5 in, somewhere around there.
You look better than Jermaine Dupri.
Everyone real. Looks better than hold Jermaine on, Dupri. You look better than Jermaine Dupri.
Hold on. Hold on. Here we go.
Schoolgirl socks.
And did he not feel Michael Jackson-y last night?
Yeah, he did.
You know, he got to
I mean, why is that a bad thing besides the
concession? Yeah, like the first 30 seconds.
I mean, like, he was like, listen, Michael called, wants his shtick back. Oh, you're going down to one glove, too? What the fuck?
Oh, I didn't even realize that, Bubba.
Yeah, look at, see?
Yeah, I mean, I see. I didn't
nice
fucking realize.
Huh?
These guys, I mean.
I'm the one that brought up the Michael Jackson and the man tits. I'm the one that first picked
right.
up on the man tits.
And you're
tits.
Right on both.
I'm watching it live, and I'm going, holy man tits.
A lot of performers like to forget that Michael boned children. They just like his catalog.
See, that's not a great dance move. Oh, so oh
on.
Shit.
No, hold on. Now, see, now.
Take off my glittery top.
If you stick to just the tank top, you're okay.
Yeah, that looks great.
You got great shoulders. You got great arms. You got great traps. Like, you look good as fuck, Ush.
Until.
You know, he needed his sumo. The guy will just tell you like it is. Goddamn, Usher, you need to fucking keep them shirt on. You got some man titties on you. Now people ain't gonna see the man titties if you keep the motherfucking tank top.
I thought those were pecs.
Okay, what'd you see?
I did too, but upon closer observation.
So hold on, it's a fucking man tit hang. Watch.
Yeah.
I saw it live. Now hold on.
You're like, all right, not bad.
I don't know, man. Oh, there's a bulb.
Okay.
Yep. See, wait, okay. Wait for the lighting to hit.
Those are man tits.
Yeah, you can suck those.
Look,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, those look like mine. I mean, those look exactly like mine.
Oh, no.
I mean, if
I'm
you guys ever, if
right
you
now.
Guys ever wanted to picture, if like, listen, for you, I don't want to be inappropriate here at the workplace. I really don't.
Right.
And so, Anna, I'm asking for your forgiveness and understanding in my next statement that I make. And that you do not hold it against me. And if indeed it makes you uncomfortable, we talk privately about it and I'll never utter it again, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
But if any of you guys ever, like, big fans of the show, in more particular, big fans of Anna, which are, there's like, you know, five or six of them. if you ever wanted to jack off to Anna's tits, like, you know, like, you're never going to see her tits. But you always wanted just to fucking jack off to her tits.
This is the next best thing.
Right here.
At 7:40.
At 7 minutes. Hold on. At 7 minutes and 40 seconds of this particular fucking video that you can find. Let me tell you what it's even labeled so that you can find it, okay?
You can find my tits online.
It's called Full 2024 NFL Super Bowl Halftime Show Usher, comma, Alicia Keys, comma. Jermaine Dupri, comma,
find it,
Ludacris, comma. Yeah. And then it's 13 minutes and 19 seconds long. Make sure you find the 13 minute and 19 second clip. And then you go to 7:40 and you pause it. And now you're jacking off to Anna's
right.
tits.
Now, also,
I'm just saying.
This could be also a smidge easier. We take a fucking screenshot and put it up on all the Bubba social media channels and go, jerk off right here, boys. It's no, right here for you.
Or just say, for those that know, no, hashtag Anna's tease.
Or we can get someone to Photoshop Anna's face on
there
top
you go.
Of Usher.
Too far. There you go. Is that Anna, is that too far?
Not at all.
Okay, she said not
at
all.
I want more.
So I'm concerned about
Gary,
how dark her nipples are.
And all the graphics guy, just take this, but it has to be this pose. This pose at 7:40 and Photoshop Anna's face on it, her and her cute face. Like, she's got some cute pictures and then some not so cute pictures. Like,
yeah, find a good one.
Find the one that we have as a thumbnail for the Anna Hummel show. Like, that's fire. Put that face on these tits.
Yeah.
Fuck, I might get a nut. I'm just kidding.
Goodness
Sorry.
Gracious.
Now look, hold on.
Times are tough.
Hold on. 7:41 to maybe add a second. That even has more overhang.
No,
mine
aren't that far apart. But the nipple to boob ratio is pretty much, you know, what I'm working with.
I'm trying to go second by second. I'm trying to go by second by second.
Oh. It.
You know, I think the Bubba Army's good. I think they know what they like to jerk off to
shut
already,
up.
Bubba, you know?
He just they just shut up.
They're looking for Usher.
So
it
now,
does kind of look like me topless from
now
some angles.
Now they're like, okay, Usher has an outfit change because he's got to be a roller skater. he's got to be a fucking...
This is how he appeals to the white people.
I'm an African American rollerblader. I mean, like, you know, that's what brought in the Caucasian crowd.
They weren't blades. I think they were skates.
Yeah. Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Ice skates?
No. Like roller skates instead of blades.
You don't think? Oh, they were
four little wheels. You know.
Yeah, but usually those are blades. Rollerblades Oh, you thought they were like the kind that the
old
girl...
school roller skates.
Well, yeah, versus the blades.
Were they? Were they?
I don't know. She's busy whacking off.
And then the other thing is, man, why not bring in Lenny Kravitz?
That's her.
Well, who?
That's her.
Who's her?
It's her.
That's her name.
Her.
Yeah, why are we bringing in her when we get it? If we're trying to keep it
her
all black, if we're trying to keep it all black, okay, that's fine.
Is that what we're trying to do?
Well, there's not been a white person on here yet.
Well,
Alicia Keys is half.
The people wanted Bieber.
You know what? You know what they fucking should have ended with? Bob with the bar. They fucking bring in Kid Rock. White Triz it up.
I mean, he's probably there. Fier is there, so Kid Rock can't be too far behind.
Yeah, exactly. Bring in Kid Rock to, you know, maybe put just a small little attitudinal white touch to it, and we got us a goddamn good halftime show.
I feel like Kid Rock was part of the one that Janet Jackson.
Yeah,
was
whatever.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, do we? I mean,
you don't like her?
Why do we need Lenny Kravitz?
I mean, if we're going black, let's go the best black.
He's a Jewish person too, Seth. You should want him.
He's like Drake.
He's fucking played out. I like his daughter.
Is that his daughter?
No. I like Zoe. She's a good actress.
This is her. Las Vegas. Hold on. I'm right. Honest wrong. I'm right. Honest wrong. Those are fucking rollerblades.
And there's a white chick.
And she almost bites it. Watch.
For real.
Watch. I mean, how intently I watched it. She almost won. I knew they were rollerblades, not roller skates. Honest wrong there. Bubba won. Honest nothing. And two, I knew the white bitch that came out almost bit it.
Yeah,
watch.
She almost ate shit.
But there's also a woman that fell off a pole last night when Ludacris came out all of a sudden.
Ready, watch. She almost fucking lost it. Those are roller. For those scoring at home, and Anna, you too. Those are roller blades, not roller skates. Dan, Seth, will you back me on this?
Absolutely.
Hold on.
The first ones came out with rollerblades. Now, Anna, you are correct. These people have roller skates.
Why don't they have matching ones?
I don't know. So they have rollerblades and roller
skates.
Okay,
they got both. Yes. They got variety. They got diversity.
Yes.
We don't stop. Oh, shit. That's pretty cool. That's pretty, like, athletic. That's pretty cool.
Where's the white guys?
Why do you care?
Who is saying
who
that?
White
Bubba,
guys?
You see the guy in the white pants to your right of the stage? Yeah. There's the white guy right there. That was the white guy dancing.
I would have just fucking rather have Taylor Swift come out of the fucking box and do a little 15-minute.
Why are you so thirsty for white entertainment?
Yeah, what's happening here, Bubba? Why are you yelling, where are the white people?
Yeah,
I never thought this. Were you
like,
thinking that, Lummy?
I was just I was still trying to figure out who Ice Spice was.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You know she's a rapper that lets her ass hang out.
I did not know who she was. I literally thought it was the press secretary in the fucking Taylor Swift box.
Oh, you are racist.
I'm a racist. Bubba, you gotta think
the same thing.
Is it true
that you called her Blackity Ann?
No, I didn't. I just didn't care for the halftime show at all.
Not enough whites.
I thought it was weak.
That it was
come on, dude.
Weak because
like,
it wasn't white.
No, it's nothing to do with white.
You
but
just
it's just
saying that the whole show.
All of society has gone two ways: female and African American. Period.
You are not a fan.
No, I'm a fan.
Oh,
but like it takes opportunities away from my kind.
That's right.
Holy shit!
Wait, hold on.
Me and Seth just looked at each other. Like,
what about?
Do we want to co-sign on this? Or
yeah.
What about Reba? Reba did the national anthem and Post Malone. I mean, they're white. From everything that I know, there's some good white entertainment for you, sir.
No, I'm not talking about just the halftime entertainment. I'm talking about commercials. I'm talking about just society.
Yeah. You noticed the same thing I did.
You know, I mean, it's like
I like
every commercial. It's just like, okay, is this?
Well, this is Ice Spice. I don't know if
you're wearing
heard
white.
I tell you, Ice Spice.
Now, see, I'm like, okay, they're pulling the nose up, because they're bringing old girl Alicia Keys in here, and this bitch can sing I Love Her. And then she took off her outfit and exposed that she, again,
what?
Has been eating a little bit of fucking overdone grits, you know, and some fucking bread.
Oh my God.
No, she looks like overdone grits, 5 minutes too long. Not that she's been eating the grits.
All right, so I'm like, you know what? I'm watching this fucking thing. I'm like, this is now finally.
Finally, for my people.
Not my
light-skinned sister's good enough.
Yeah, but I remember.
Give me a red bone.
I remember her being just fucking hot with a rocking body and just hot as fuck when she used to sing.
And that's how she remembers you, Bubba, fucking hot with a rocking body. But things change, man.
Yeah, okay, you're right. But I'm just,
sometimes we look like we're fucking little-tilling the land, you know?
And here's the deal, Seth. If I had a gut and ass, I'd probably try to wear an outfit that didn't show my gut and ass so much.
What's wrong with showing an ass? I love the ass.
The gut.
Oh, come on.
She's had kids.
I don't give a fuck. If you're going to be on Super Bowl stage, you better have it dialed in, buddy.
Rihanna was pregnant up there a couple years ago.
Again.
That was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that didn't sound great.
And this was great. And I was happy with this until fucking Usher interrupted it.
Yeah, the douchebag.
With a fucking friction dance. Yeah. Pervert.
His genital hurts.
Now,
she looks beautiful. She looks
she
great.
She does.
Until she stood up.
Until she got that big old fucking ass, that donkey.
That cape off her.
That donkey with that frumpa.
What? You mean a fupa?
She had a fupa. She had a fucking a big ass, oversized, cellulite infected donkey with a frumpa.
How can you even tell?
The fupa.
We're getting kicked off iTunes today.
If she just stays seated, we're fucking fine. But then she gets up and motherfucking Usher sexually, you know, molests her.
Thank you.
Practically, she's a married woman.
Yes.
It's the reason why she's got a donkey and a fupa like that. It's because she's had some kids.
She's with the Swiss Beats.
Now she's got a fucking dental game second to none.
Yeah.
Teeth are fucking on point. Love her.
Dr. Dan call her a pig?
No, he liked her.
Oh,
no.
Did he? Okay, good.
He defended her.
Now look at R. Kelly. I mean, Usher.
R. Kelly?
I mean,
circling
his
prey.
I mean, he's preying on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Thinking back when she was 15. Michael Jackson looking motherfucker with your glove.
And your tits.
And you haven't even, with your fucking man tits, you've already, you know, like, I don't think he's gone down. He's still got the same outfit. This is prior to the man tits.
He got rid of the skates.
Yeah, no, it was prior.
Oh, it was prior.
We're working in reverse.
I'm out of work. Yeah. I'm out of whack here. I went to Glory Days to get my honey barbecue wings at the halftime show last night. The waitresses were dancing. I felt bad interrupting them.
Dancing a list.
Here we go. Oh, DK.
Take it. Let's see that booty.
No.
What's wrong with that ass? Mm. It looks great.
It's about the size of my fucking ass.
Okay, that's...
Now, hold on.
Okay, I mean...
That's a fat bitch.
Jesus, Bubba.
Now, hold on. If Alicia Keys...
What is that?
If Alicia Keys had not at one time been just absolutely
But 20
beautiful.
Years ago, things changed. It's metabolism. Beautiful. It's preservatives.
I know.
It's preservatives.
But, you know, only offer yourself up on the Super Bowl. I mean, you've probably had a year to prepare for this.
Why does she have to be thin to sing well?
Because it's the fucking Super Bowl.
Where is the fupa? I don't see it.
Right here.
It looks like she's totally thin there.
Bubba, if you rewind it a little bit when she first ends
right
up to the
that's
side.
That's not a great idea.
How about that?
I have that angle.
If you want to know what fucking fupa is, look at this.
She
right
might
here
be with child.
She's bloated, dude.
I mean, if she's pregnant.
She went to any Brussels before the show.
If she's pregnant, then I get it. If she's not,
then she's fat.
She's not fucking pregnant.
Did he touched her ass?
Yeah, then he fucking shook off the hotness.
Yeah.
I think he was shaking up.
I totally missed it. I was looking at her food bug. Can you replay it?
Look, get the fuck out of here, man.
I mean, how is this not, you know,
Swiss Beats better beat his ass, man.
Did he actually touch it?
Watch, he puts his cock right up on it.
Watch,
Randy, look. This is what Tariq does to me when I go over for Thanksgiving.
He's Usher.
Watch.
You're right.
Watch.
And you're Alicia Keys.
Right, look at that.
Oh, no.
Look. Like, yeah, I feel like
cock. Oh, that's not that bad.
Feel the cock. She might have butt implants. That's like the new thing for her.
Oh, yeah. She's got butt and gut implants.
Okay.
She got the butt and gut. Most girls just get the butt. She gets the butt. Hey, can I go for the butt and gut?
You don't think she looks sexy strutting it here?
No. Fuck
Oh, come on.
She's like a pig.
No! She doesn't look like a pig.
And he's chasing her down like he'd be chasing her down regularly. You get the finest 18-year-old known to man. You find, you know,
he looks short as shit. I think he is.
He is short. He's like 5'7".
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
This isn't even, this he's is feeling her gut.
I mean, he's got to grab a hold of her hips. You know, he's taking his ween and putting it on her back of her right leg.
Bubba, I just don't think that's something a fat woman could wear.
I think he's getting hard. I think he's getting
hard.
That's
what Bubba's saying.
He's getting hard.
I saw him moving.
That's what I'm saying, Seth.
No, I'm saying I don't think she's fat. If we wear like a full bodysuit like that,
I think she could have picked out an outfit that's far more flattering. You know, like something black.
What are you,
black,
a fucking stylist? Ralph Cifarello all of a sudden?
I mean, something dark and
dark? Do you want like a burka?
Less fucking sparkly?
Precisely.
Showing every fucking nook and cranny of your fucking gut and butt implants?
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're right. You're actually kind of right.
Please, come on.
You know what? Maybe you are right. I hate it. You've been right a lot today. It's just not your best angles.
Even really sing any of his hits. Like,
yeah, he did.
I mean, a couple, but not. I mean,
I wanted to hear you remind me, but he didn't.
Oh, no.
He's in.
This is bad.
He's in.
Look at her.
She's right now thinking, oh, my God, you're sticking your cock in my crack of my ass.
That's right.
Watch her reaction. Ready?
See, it's rare you
oh, shit. Look, she's like, oh, shit.
People like us. And since we in here celebrating.
And I didn't even know who this dude was.
I thought it was CeeLo Green that he lost a bunch of weight.
Come on, you know JD.
Jermaine Dupri.
Oh.
He looks like a little fucking Willy Wonka Oompa Loompa.
He looks like a butler at a small height challenged place. Where's the white guys at?
Oh my God.
Who's saying this? No one said who's
Bubba.
Even the KKK.
Look, a white person. I just spotted one in the crowd. Confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm good. I don't know what to do, but I said, what to my
confessions. All right, I mean.
Bubba, I said, do you want to see how society just sucks with the Ice Spice chick? You want to see fat?
What?
Yeah, I didn't want to see fat.
Did you send it to me?
I sent it to you.
Hold on.
The fart.
Oh, fart. Shit. Oh, yeah. I saw this video recently.
the fuck I'm going to say in the intro.
Now, this is the Ice Spice girl. This is the girl that arrived with Taylor
Swift. Yeah.
She arrived
with... song. It dropped a couple weeks ago.
She arrived with Taylor Swift and sat in Taylor Swift's luxury box.
Yeah.
You want me to say something so bad?
Stop playing with them, Ryan.
Can you please?
Think you the shit, bitch? You not even the fault. I be going hard. I'm breaking their hearts. Like, bitches be quick, but I'm quicker. Bitches be thick, but I'm thicker.
Seth
she could be rich, but I'm richer.
Damn.
Taking her man.
Taking her man.
Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
Out in the yams.
Out in the yams.
And I'm keeping one tuck.
Keeping one tuck.
I make me some jams.
Look, Bubba likes it.
Unlock that at band.
He likes it. He's not saying shit.
No, I'm absolutely just disgusted in life.
Oh, yeah.
But this is where this is where life is taking
this
us.
This is where we're going, Bubba.
Yeah, this is.
She has a cross on though, so that's good.
This girl
she
is
do up satanic things.
Oh, I know.
She looked like she was going to church last night though with
this,
Taylor.
This girl, like this, it disgusts me that society has made her a star.
Why?
I said 400 bands.
Because it takes zero talent to do any of this shit.
You don't know that.
Just to do my little dance. I'm a brand. Bitch, I'm a baddie. I get what I want. A bump. I got the chatty, he just wanna hump. Woke up and start shaking my hips. I'ma dip when I stack on my chips. Right. Strip a dummy, I want the whole fit. I got a fresh nigga sending me tips. Think you the shit,
what?
Bitch. Huh? You're not even the fuck.
You're not shit, bitch. You're not even a fart.
Look at that guy.
I'd be going hard. I'd be going hard.
Bubba, I
be going
this.
Hard.
It's
I'm breaking their hearts.
You sent me what?
I like this.
Can you read the lyrics to this?
You sent me what?
I'm gonna send you the lyrics.
No,
I think we got the gist of it. You ain't even a
bitches
fart.
Be quick, but I'm quicker.
Bitches be quick, but I'm quicker.
Bitches be thick, but I'm thicker.
Bitch be thicker, but I'm thickle.
She could be rich, but I'm richer.
She could be rich, but I'm richer. Now, how rich can you be?
Let's find out how much money she has.
This is all Mr. Beast fake
she
shit.
She just hit the scene, Bubba. I mean, and
his bitch at home playing dress up. She
must have
thought she could catch up. I got my foot on their necks.
So
I can't let up. She all on the floor, so her get up.
And right.
She my son, but I ain't her mammy. Bitch can't stand me. Eat through my panties.
What?
Hard knock life, no Annie. I need a vacay, I'm losing my tan.
Damn.
I lose anything before my man. I'm a pretty bitch, I don't like fighting. On the beat, I'm going playing? Super Saiyan. I said, mirror, mirror, who the fairest? Leave a bum nigga looking embarrassed.
Yeah.
Spent 150 on some carrots. That shit cray like them.
She spent 150 on some carrots and shit. That shit cray like them ends in Paris.
Okay.
Niggas in Paris. Thank you to shit, bitch.
Thank you to shit, bitch.
You're not even the fuck.
I need to start acting like this and make
okay, well, fart. Blake Lively's very talented.
I'll
she was there last
hot.
Night, too.
Yeah.
What?
Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wife, Lana Del
hot.
Rey. You know, Jason Kelsey. There was a lot. Ice Spice, you know, was just there.
Let's don't forget Bud Light. You know, entered into the commercial arena as well. They have to. And did you see Post Malone was drinking a Bud Light?
Yep.
Sponsored by Bud Light since like 2018.
Yeah, he never gave a fuck.
Yeah. He didn't.
All right, hold on.
His checks were cashing.
Here we go.
Are you
the Bud Light genie?
Yeah.
So we get wishes? It's my thing. Gimme.
80s metal hair.
Yes.
Filthy rich.
So filthy.
Invisible?
Predictable.
Giant bicep. Big one. A sweet ride.
Best night ever!
What's next?
Bud Lights?
I wish Peyton Manning was my best friend.
Uh-huh. How we doing?
Hey.
Oh, Post Malone.
Hey.
I'm a genie.
Gemini.
I'm a genie.
Well, look at you. Nope.
I wish I was at that fight.
He's going to need another bicep. House party.
Definitely.
Let's go.
Too many white people in this
for
me.
You wish for a T-Rex?
Guilty.
Fuck you.
Too many fucking
Let's go
lights.
Super Bowl 58. Now we're talking.
Man, has Bud Light turned the corner on coolness? Has people forgiven them from being, you know, let's not forget what...
I don't
Everybody
know.
Got mad at him for. Wait,
I think Bud Light's coming back.
Do you? How much do you think that they? Because I know Emmitt Smith had a commercial with Peyton. This is Peyton's second one, I believe. How much do you think they got Peyton to endorse them to go full on endorsing a beer? I mean, we're talking in the hundreds of millions. You think?
Oh
no, probably not hundreds of millions, but probably millions. you know, like maybe to do a one-off like this, 10 million, 5 million?
I think he's officially like, I think he's officially signed on as like an endorser.
Like an ambassador or something? Yeah, oh, yeah. Then it's probably in the tens of millions, one would think.
Hey.
So here's the top 10 funniest commercials.
Hey, how you doing? Did you note it for this year's Super Bowl?
See, I thought this was fucking stupid. Did you guys think this
was funny? Advertisers paid $7 million for 30 seconds of airtime? That's more money than I made in the whole year. Check out these top 10 funniest ads from Super Bowl 2024. I'm sure we'll all agree it was money well spent.
Number 10. They're saying the top 10 Super Bowl. 10!
You're right. Came in too hot.
Told you I was right.
Should we call a tow truck?
A tow truck? Man, you built like a tow truck. Just go get it.
Yeah, pull my oikos.
Those are show muscles.
I'll show you muscle.
Buy me new pants, show muscle.
Take your oikos, little man.
Protein pack to help build strong muscles.
You crazy.
I don't know. Okay.
There's no white people in there, Seth.
No white people.
No white people.
Number 9!
It's me, America's sweetheart, and I just love having a blast.
Is that Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
Who is she?
She was on Parks and Rec. I don't know. She's done a bunch of indie stuff, I think, since then.
She's pretty funny.
Would you jay off to her?
Oh, I think I have.
Kids party? Having a blast. Stuck in an elevator? Oh! Having a blast.
I think she's not attractive at all.
Oh,
really?
You don't know.
She's
very...
She's kind of... Having a blast.
She's very pretty.
Is it because she's black?
She's half.
She's half.
I know,
yep,
she's
having a blast. Bring it, Jade.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Jade Carter.
Carter. We blast.
You lose.
No! I can have a blast anytime, anywhere.
You don't think she's pretty?
At times, there's certain in here that she's cute.
Bubba's in like a weird, like...
And with anyone?
Sexual mood.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're like in a weird sexual place.
He denied being a Jugs guy today on the show.
Flavored Mountain Dew.
Who's
Baja
not
blast.
A Jugs guy?
No. Have you met Bubba?
I too am having a blast.
I just think it is. I think that this is stupid.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to give the girl a break because I felt the whole thing.
Well, she didn't write it, Bubba. It's just looking at her and her
know,
body
and
of
I'm
work.
I'm just saying. I just
can you just
maybe,
take our
maybe,
word for
I,
it.
I just maybe you know
she's a cutie patootie.
Two commercials, horrible.
Number 8.
With so many choices on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. So I hired body doubles to help me out.
There's another
Girls
smoke show.
Tina at a Miami villa.
Hey! Family Tina, who loves a hotel with breakfast included. Tina, you're allergic to wheat.
Cool mom Tina loves holiday homes with a view. Look at your mother!
Romantic Tina, who booked this cozy suite for two. Who, thanks to free cancellations, can become non-committal, Tina.
Splurgy Tina loves a hotel near Rodeo Drive.
Is that my credit card?
This mouth, Tina, love.
It's like Steven Tyler.
This is fucked up, man.
Goddamn filter.
And the five-star filter is perfect for five-star Tina.
Again, stupid.
Another thing giving my wiener weird tingles.
Although I would fuck Tina Bacon or whatever those girls are.
Tina Bacon?
Tina Bacon,
yeah.
We love the peace and quiet.
I bet Tina Fey's almost 60.
She's almost 50, Joe.
Tina Fey,
stupid.
And this is
double
for this.
No!
Oh, I saw this too. This was stupid. The Reese's is going to do...
Oh, I think this is great. This is the only one I saw.
We're making a big change to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. We're adding a delicious layer of caramel.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
I love caramel. Yes, 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 yes.
But we're only making a few of them.
Great.
No. A few million.
Yeah.
Wait, are you still selling the regular cups?
Yep.
The only thing I liked is the dog was the dog hula hooping was the only thing that I really liked.
Oh, some people on acid made this.
New Reese's Caramel Big Cup.
Yes.
I would give that a tolerable. Yeah. That was tolerable. Mildly entertaining.
Can we try them when they come out?
It was 36,000 feet in the
air.
Oh,
this was the stupidest shit ever. The drumstick doctor.
Oh, with that Eric.
Oh, this was stupid as shit.
Andre, thank you.
No, hold on. Let's not forget.
Is he a Key and Peele?
This is what, you know, they deemed there was the 10 hottest commercials.
Yeah.
One, the Reese's, I found mildly entertaining.
Excuse me, is there a doctor on the plane?
I'm a doctor.
The name's Umstick. Dr. Umstick. Get my bag. Stat.
Oh my God.
Sweet, creamy relief.
Am I going to be okay?
I have no idea. I'm not a body doctor.
What? Where did you all get those?
Can somebody help me?
Get the fuck out of here.
Boo! I'm sorry about him.
Another day, another drumstick.
Again, absolute fucking horse shit.
What a waste of money. We know drumsticks are there. We see them when we pass them by.
Seven, and the going rate was $7 million for like a 30 seconds. Jeez. Waste your fucking time.
This is where they get their money.
Better to go down to fucking homeless tent LA and hand out free drumsticks. You would have gotten better press out of it.
But Bubba, this is where they get their real money's worth is when, you know, everybody's talking about them the next day, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. I found this one was mildly entertaining. I do need to go do a food review on the Popeye's new wings in the new NASCAR Fender Works 2004 Crown Vic.
You're unfreezing me. That means...
Yes, there's a better chicken wing, Popeye's.
The Sailor Man?
No.
Is that Kim Jong-un?
The chicken place.
Close enough.
Crispy. Juicy. What else have we done?
I mean, man, there's a lot. There's a lot's been going on.
Here we go.
Electric bike falls off.
Make it stop! Make it stop!
Two dogs in one? Impossible! A pack or your fanny? Genius! What the? Come to Papa!
This guy's a doctor, isn't he?
Yeah.
We did it!
The wait is over. Popeye's finally has wings.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Is his whole career based off of showing his little dick in Hangover?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty much got to start.
That Popeye's.
Oh, my word.
Not good. Some kind of fucking movie. Is it Planet of the Apes?
This is Oreo Crush.
The only one I wanted to see out of all the movies, I want to see Planet of the Apes.
What about Deadpool?
Yeah.
Did they advertise that?
Yeah.
It must have been when I was full trailer already online. In bed. Looks like Pinellas Park.
on a good day.
on a good day. On a dress-up day.
Cream on the left, we get out of here. Cream on the right, we stay with those guys.
Hey, people, we're on the move!
Let's go, Kevin. Get your spear.
I just feel like she doesn't take me seriously.
Don't say that. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Can we help you?
I have a delivery for Athena.
You know any Athena?
I don't know any Athena.
Twist on it?
Yeah. Cream on the right, we let him in.
Oh! Welcome to Troy!
Open the gate!
Have fun in there!
Oh, thank you.
Should we report this?
I just twisted on it! This never happened!
Cream on the left. I program you to think for yourself, my boy.
You sure that's a good idea?
Sort of.
Bill Gates? Who's it supposed to be?
I don't know.
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs?
Fucking, I don't know.
Artificial intelligence. It's the worst.
This makes me want to fucking go stomp on some Oreos.
Hello, Father.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oreos aren't even that good.
They're not.
Right? They're fucking overrated.
What's this?
Same Oreo commercial.
Is that Brian Bosworth?
It sure looks like him.
Is that Brian Bosworth?
No, but it looks like it.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I don't know if they...
He kind of has a Mark the Landlord.
What was that? Boy bands. They're going to be huge.
Fine. Cream on the right, we're in.
Woo!
So every little detail about our family will be on TV?
Yep.
Who would watch that?
All right, let me twist on it. Cream on the left, we'll do the show.
Hope you can keep up.
Wait a minute. We could have been twisting on everything this whole time.
Yes. Since forever.
This is going to make our jobs so much easier.
Do you want to twist on it?
Yeah, you want to twist on it? As to whether I go blow my brains out after this commercial or not?
How did you like the ratio of white people to African American?
I don't know.
Okay, just wanted to see. Okay.
Number three!
It's a wholesome cookie, you know?
Oh, this was stupid. This skin cream bullshit.
What?
I'm fasting right
now. Yeah, back it out of here.
It's Michael Cera.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, we'll get the fuck out of here.
Walken looks like Biden.
Yeah. It's like a Biden dingleberry.
100% electric.
It's the real deal.
And it's like
he goes through all these
different scenarios and everybody's imitating him and it's about the BMW new electric car and I'm over it.
Is he still a big pop culture figure?
Hold on, came in too hot.
We just saw that one. Here's,
and then the Bud Light.
Was Bud Light the number one?
Yeah.
Number one. Yeah, fuck that. Jeez. The Bud Light, the one that I played earlier,
yep.
That was the number one rated commercial.
Numero uno, according to whoever made that video.
The prop bets, Lummy, they came in at, let me see here. I don't know what this is.
Talk to Lum about the prop bets. He had 31 bets last night, Bubba. 31.
Let me see here. Lummy, I had.
Yeah, prop bets.
I mean, they're going to ban them from the apps today. That's crazy.
Now, here's my prop bets. When I left on Wednesday, after I broke the cards with you guys, I told Lummy, you guys are getting ready to do your sports show. Just go. I got $10,000 in my bookie account. Go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Just go like spend it all.
You have 10,000 real dollars?
Yeah, no. Real dollars.
I don't know if it's real or not, but
it doesn't matter. They're real to Bubba.
This is how payroll works for you, Seth. I don't know.
By the way, we're down payroll.
Well, I just want to know why Lummy didn't go crazy and spend his own money and lost $8 if there was $10,000 to go crazy with.
Did you guys put a lot of bets out there?
Yeah, we did. A lot.
10,000
Yeah, we put like 25 plus, I think.
Yeah.
25.
If you go, I think you can go look at your ticket history.
If you go to your account.
So tell me how to go.
Go to your account. Like go up to where your name Bubba is.
Oh shit, he's down to 7,000. I see it now.
We lost our fucking money.
Hit Bubba.
Yeah,
it should
take you to your account.
Okay.
Go to my account history.
Hold on.
All the way down.
Uh oh.
Account history. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Wait,
okay.
There's a $200 pending wager?
Hold on. Just shut up.
Oh, this needs some heavy editing today. Oh, boy.
Shut up, Seth. Edit that, too.
White people only.
I don't know why I just logged you out.
See, I'm all fucked up.
You are fucked up, man. You're racist. You're prejudiced. Everything's going wrong for you. The fuck?
What the hell, Seth? You just logged him out.
Shut up.
How did I lock him out? I wanted to know what the hell you guys
that.
Have $200
I did not
on.
Say that.
There's literally no sports going on.
Let me account history, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Bubba.
Now,
to last week.
Okay. What this week?
Oh, shit.
Last week. It should show all the bets.
None. Look. None.
Go to Sunday. Click on the day Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Here we go. So you risked you lost me $500 on this.
Yeah. You bet on Justin Watson?
Justin Watson of the of
one
the
and a
chief.
Half receptions.
He had one, didn't he?
Yeah, he had one.
He had one. So I lost $500 on that.
It was $500 to win like $10,000.
Hold on. Justin Watson. What a fucking Justin Watson mark of the Kansas City
Chiefs. He used
to
play for the Bucks. I think that's why.
Yeah, Bucks legend Justin Watson. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion in the last four years.
Then you doubled down and went another 250 on the one and a half.
Yeah, because it was – well, no, because he had to get 20 yards, and it was a plus 1,000.
God,
so,
you suck.
What, Justin Watson had one catch.
Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs will have 295 or more
I just want you to know
passing
that
yards.
The most egregious bets are going to be the most recent ones because once we were getting down to the end, we were kind of like, all right, fuck it. Let's go look at some of the like.
So far, you guys have lost.
I don't know, but the odds were 5,100.
Oh, man.
That means like the chance of that happening was like way outside the box.
And it didn't happen.
250.
Yeah, so these first
it was
bets
250
are
to win like it was like 250 to win like 13,000.
Right, so risk. So again, lose.
Yep.
Lost 250 here. Yellow, green, lime color of liquid poured on the winning head coach of the Super Bowl, Gatorade
it was
shower.
Purple.
It was purple.
Everyone knew that.
Lost that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Orange color or liquid poured on winning head coach, Gatorade shower. Lost 110 on that. Defensive special teams position player to pour liquid on. So that didn't happen.
No, who was it? Was it Chris Jones? Who did it? Nah, it doesn't matter.
No,
you
it
lost.
Couldn't have been because we were supposed to be defensive.
Oh, defensive player. Okay.
Oh, you won this.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes shown first during national anthem. You risked 165 and you won 100.
No, we bet 101 because that's all I'll let you do is 101.
All right.
We were doing like max bets on games.
Taylor Swift shown first during the national anthem, lost that for a buck.
They were hedging.
No, because it was between two people.
Okay.
Andy Reid shown first during the national anthem. Was it between the two coaches?
Yeah.
Okay, you won that one. No, you lost that one. And then White slash Reba McEntire, primary color.
Oh, perfect.
Is that it? Is that all you have?
No, there's way more than that. Is that all it's showing? Maybe go up. There's another page.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
There's 37
pages. No, only 37 bets. All right, hold on. So hold on. You lost the primary color of the boots and shoes.
But we got her on the black ones at least.
Reba McEntire, primary color of boots. So you won that one. Over 3.5 seconds length of the word brave. First note sung to the end of the last note in Brave, Super Bowl 58. So if she extended
brave.
The home we did, of we, the brave.
Yeah, we did some extensive film study on the Reba McEntire props.
So you guys won that.
Yeah.
Then you lost the under 109.5 seconds Post Malone, America Beautiful.
Dickhead.
Lost that because he went fast on it. You won the over 87.5 seconds Reba deal.
That's right.
You won that. You lost the under.
And the fucking field goal that they kicked, the farthest field goals ever.
Was it farthest field goal in Super Bowl history?
Was it 50
just
or
our 60? Fucking luck.
57.
57. Man.
You lost the under of 121 of the combined yardage made in the field goals.
Well, yeah, we just like they never kick fucking field
Who
goals.
Who in the combined field goal yardage? That's a whole nother level of being degenerate.
This is a whole nother level of fuckery. No NFL Super Bowl 58. Will there be a field goal made in the first quarter? You won that. You won $454 there.
Yeah.
Yes. NFL Super Bowl 57. Both teams to score. This is 57. Why didn't you guys go to?
I think that's a fuck. Hold on. That means my bookie fucked up.
It's got to be a typo.
Yeah.
Maybe it took $750 fucking dollars away from me.
You should get that fucking back.
I think that sucks. Maybe it's your 58th bet.
No, they
fucked us because we were just going on the line.
What you won this? What team wins the coin toss? You said didn't even say who you but it says that you won.
Yeah, we got KC.
All right, so you won that.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, look at that one. Are there enough white people in commercials? They bet the over and they nailed it.
Yeah.
There you go, Bubba.
Sam Fan to win the coin toss. So you guys bet. Hold on, you guys bet both teams. To win the coin toss?
No. See, the problem is when we bet
this. No, the problem is one says that you won and one said that you lost.
No. It's called hedging your bets.
Wait,
man.
Hold on. No, you
lose the juice.
He's playing both sides.
No, that's not what we did, Bubba.
What did you do then?
The one before it was if whoever won the coin toss wins the game. We were thinking San Francisco was going to pot, so that's why we picked San Francisco to win the coin toss, and the coin toss would be tails.
You lost!
Yes, we lost the coin toss.
Clearly.
coin toss all up.
Bubba, he's really, Lummy gets is seriously defending a lot of the tough losses. I like that about him.
Mason Jordan, MVP. You risked $2.50 there.
He's like a backup running back.
It was 40,000.
Yeah, 250 to win what?
It was 250 to win like 200,000.
Christian McCaffrey MVP.
You would have been fucking.
You lost that. Patrick Mahomes MVP.
There you go.
You won that.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce MVP. Lost that. No bet on this for some reason. It didn't take it.
It was a draw.
Under 23.5 in the first half. You won that. Kansas City first half. What's I don't know what the
it's a draw. Can, no,
that we picked Kansas City to win
draw.
The first half.
It was a draw. No bet.
Yeah.
And then we got. I think we have. Yes. Here's our last page. Kansas City win, including overtime. So you won that.
Yeah.
You lost the over 47.5.
Yep.
That was tough.
You won overtime. You won
The,
but then you guys are fucking, but you took the under
because
too.
Because we disagreed on it. Rhett wanted the under and I wanted the over.
To push. I want to win.
Kansas City,
plus two to win. Straight bet. Got that. Travis Kelce of the Chiefs will score one or more touchdowns against the 49ers, which didn't.
Fucking douchebag.
Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs will score one or more touchdowns against another one.
Well, that was Christian McCaffrey, too.
Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs will score one or more against the San Francisco. Isaiah Pacheco of Kansas City will score one or more. Christian McCaffrey will score one or more, and George Kittle will score one or more.
Kittle had four yards.
All that, and we lost that too.
Yes. Fuck. Well, let's roll. Let's roll. What's resting there? There's a couple of hot WNBA games tonight.
Does the Lightning play tonight? It's just lay it all on the Lightning tonight.
Let's see.
I think they do play.
It's a month.
Let me see.
No, tomorrow against Boston.
Sports book.
We're going to lose all our money on the Lightning.
Yeah, hold on. By the way, I love the Pacers. I'm a big Pacers fan.
Yeah, the All-Star game's this weekend.
Look at that 9.5, too, Bubba.
So how do I bet that? How do I bet
you want to bet 9.5 against Charlotte?
Yeah, how do
I do it? Just click on 9.5.
Click on 9.5.
Yeah, you're giving them 9.5 points.
Okay, so I click. Is I open bets? Yeah. Is that what I do? No, that's no. I didn't do that.
Bet slip right next.
I think the All-Star game's in Indianapolis. I think it is.
Is this the bet right here? Let me.
Yeah, just go to bet slips.
Hold on, you know how to do this far better than I do.
See the little bet slip next to open bets
right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then put out to what you want to bet. Set amount of bets.
1,000.
So just put go up to the top one and put 1,000.
Where, right?
Yep.
Here?
Yep.
All right, let's go 1,000 on that. Now, what am I giving, 9.5?
Yeah.
Accept all odds changes or no?
I wouldn't.
Use free play? No. So place bet.
Yep.
Boom. So the Pacers have to beat the shitty-ass Charlotte Hornets by 10 tonight.
Yep.
All right? Let's go different sport. What other sport?
I mean, Seth said he had WNBA.
Hold on. Oh, wait, the Grizzlies play tonight?
Hockey. We got hockey. Let's go hockey. Let me see.
Game odds.
Game odds?
Yeah.
Okay, game odds. Boom. Calgary, the Rangers, crack up. Lightning doesn't play until...
Yeah, tomorrow. You got to wait till tomorrow.
So I got to wait till tomorrow? I can't bet right now?
No.
Got to wait till tomorrow?
Cannot.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow, that reminds me of the Silver Chair book that people were... somebody hit you up about last week. Did we ever read what they wrote about you, Bubba?
Who's that?
Do you remember the band Silverchair that we talked about?
Yeah.
That mentioned you in their book?
Right.
Did you ever get the actual pages of what they wrote? Because somebody sent it to the email. They copied the pages of what Silverchair wrote about you.
Can somebody read it to me? Because I'm not very good at reading.
Yeah, I didn't know if you got it. Yeah, let me do that. Hold on one second.
Why don't you just do it for me?
I'm going to find it right now for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, thanks. All right, here we go. All right. It's called Tampa, Florida, United States, 1999. It says, this isn't our usual crowd. On the long drive to the festival ground in Tampa, Florida, we see a trailer park for the first time in our lives. Silverchair from Australia. There are lines and lines of dusty caravans in the middle of nowhere. There are no trees or gardens. It's just mobile homes all the way to the horizon. It's an eye-opening sight for all of us and a sign of things to come. We're playing Livestock Festival alongside American Rock Royalty, Kid Rock, Loudmouth, and Sponge. Everyone has come to see Kid Rock. The crowd is middle America at its beer-drinking, gun-shooting, Kid Rock-worshipping best. We don't know who booked us for the gig, but we were warned it would be rough. It's clear that this isn't Silverchair country. The crowd is not here for us. Heck, they've probably never heard of us. When we walk into the green room, we're surprised to be greeted by a fan. His name is Bubba the Love Sponge. He's an American radio host, and he tells us he's into our stuff. Next page, open over here. We think, he says, it's hard to concentrate when there are three bikini-clad girls hanging off Bubba the Love Sponge. How do you like this so far?
I love it.
Okay. It says, we step outside for some fresh air and stop by a bloke and his missus. Hey, are you the guys from Silverchair, the man asked in a thick American accent? Yeah, that's us, we replied, not knowing if they're fans, haters, or just seeing us on the bill. Then there's an awkward pause. The couple are clearly waiting for us to keep talking to them, but we don't know what else to say. He's wearing camo shorts and a trucker hat. She's wearing a tight denim skirt and American flag singlet. It's the woman who breaks the silence. Do you want to see my tits? No thanks is what we think. Caught off guard, we make eye contact and exchange nervous glances. That's pretty much all that it says about you, Bubba.
Yeah, it was the first page of the thing.
Pretty awesome.
So it was pretty tough to talk to me because I had three bitches with me in bikinis.
Yeah, but you
said
you were a big fan?
They were fucking scared because they were out of their element. You said you were a huge fan of theirs.
Maybe I eased them a little bit.
Do you think you said that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you had three whores hanging off you. I mean,
yeah, I was probably like, man, big fan of you guys, really big fan.
You just lied. You're lying.
But here's, I made an impression on them though, right? Did I not? When they think of Tampa, Florida, they think of Bubba the Love Sponge with three fucking bikini clad bitches,
and that's how you want to be remembered.
I mean, that's Tampa, Florida.
It is.
I mean, you know, circa 1999.
They were supposed to be the next Nirvana.
They were, weren't they not?
Yeah, the Australian Nirvana. Well, everybody's supposed to be the next Nirvana, but it's okay.
But what happened to them?
I just think they had, I don't know. I don't know if they stopped playing. I don't know if they just made their money in Australia. I mean, I think they made enough money off Tomorrow to, you know, live a pretty decent life. So back when you could still make money off music.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll read the book and find out what the hell's going on.
Maybe we should have them on as a guest.
Oh, yeah,
that'd
promote
be cool.
It.
I'll try to reach out to them.
Yeah, see when their next music is and see if, hey, Bubba the Love Sponge. That you wrote about in your book is killing it on A, B, C, D, E, N, F, and G, although we lost our Venmo.
I'll leave that out.
And today's been a very slow day, by the way.
They're just hungover from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think, I think everybody is a little fucking hungover. Emotionally, and I've just been worn out from the track, and it's just...
Almost
called Seth a racial slur.
That's the least of the what's been said today. Yeah.
So it was accident.
Yeah. There's been real racial slurs.
Oh, it looks like they kind of stopped playing because one of their band members had to leave because he had mental health problems.
Oh, imagine that.
Because of...
just like the show.
Next Kurt Cobain.
Verbal abuse from the public fans.
Verbal abuse from fans?
Yeah.
Just like Seth.
What the
fuck? We're going to silver chair ourselves right out of the business.
Oh, shit.
I think ending the show with a $1,000 bet for the Pacers is on brand.
Let's go Pacers.
Pacers.
Go Pacers.
Halliburton.
What does that mean?
That's their best player, Tyrese Halliburton.
Is he good?
He's fucking great.
If we would get a Halliburton rookie card on a break, would that be good?
Yes, sir. Very good.
How we doing on our... I'm sorry. So go ahead, Brett.
I was just going to say the odds for the over on his PRA today is -135. Really good value.
I don't know what that means.
Points, rebounds, and assists. If you like player props. He's one of the better players on the board today.
So, Seth, how are we doing on people buying our cards and somebody wants the Lions and somebody wants the Eagles and somebody wants the Premier? I mean, you're in charge of
honestly schlepping $3 and $4 orders out to people, but I'm getting it all done. The good news is that...
anybody buy us a Master Blaster?
Yeah, we should have some things that are being sent. And then Bright Farm sent us $100, so nice. I gave it to Babyface. And he bought a hobby box
We got us a modern day hobby box?
Yeah, it's baseball. It's
for tomorrow?
For Wednesday, yeah. It's Allen and Ginter. It's a great brand. It's baseball mixed with pop culture. So there's like all different kinds of cards.
If we get a Taylor Swift rookie card, are we going to be like, you know, worth a lot of money?
Yeah, I don't think she's in it this year, but it's like CJ Stroud's in it, Wembanyama. They'll have like Guy Fieri would have a card, a Sports Center anchor would have a card. So. Brian and I think that you would enjoy it a lot more than what we've been doing so far.
No, I like what we're doing so far. Don't overthink my lack of enthusiasm, please.
No.
We'll see you later.